We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting three lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam Mishum Rabbi Yechanan Ochiv. Sha'ama Mishum Rabbi Lezim Chasma. That ain't oisim chala im Ama Oretz B'tahira. We have Ama Oretz here. He's making dough. And needs someone to mafresh chala. He's Ama Oretz. He doesn't know how to do it. So he calls a chaver to help him be mafresh chala. So the chaver should not do it. We'll explain the Gemara. It means like this. The Amoritz tells the Chaver, come be mafresh challah for me. So you should not do that, because then the Kohen will think, since it's coming from the Chaver, he'll think that it's Tahar. And the truth is, any dough that the Amoritz makes is Tameh already. So when he's mafresh challah, the challah become Tameh. You're not allowed to eat challah that's Tahar. It's like Chumah that's Tameh. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen is not allowed to eat that. The Kohen is not allowed to eat that challah. So upon him, in such a case, he should not do it. But if he's called to make the Issa in the first place, so then it's fine, because then he could make sure that nothing became Tameh. He makes the whole dough, and he takes off challah, and nothing becomes Tameh. But he should take the challah and put it into a Kvisha Oiba and Chusa, and he can leave it by the Amaris to give to the Kohen. The Kalim, this Kvisha is a type of Kali that's not Makabel Tumah. It's not Makabel Tumah, and it's also not something you keep doing. It's not something, not a regular thing that you keep doing. And therefore, there's a hacker for Am Aretz, and he won't touch it, and he won't touch the dough and make a tummy. So Menicha B'Kfisha Aban Chusa, according to Rashi, it's like made out of leather, and it's not Makabel Tumah. Certain type of worn-out leather pouches that are not Makabel Tumah. I guess it's not a base kibble anymore. Taisa sounds like it's a Kli Eitz. That's a Pshute Kli Eitz, which means it doesn't have a base kibble, can't receive a receptacle. It's a flat thing. So Kshaba Amar Zlital Noitel Shteyem Ve'ina Chayshesh. And Am Aretz takes the challah and takes the dough, and you're not worried about anything. You're not worried about him touching the challah. Another halacha. It's his dough. It's Amaretz's dough. It means he's helping Amaretz. There's two ways to help Amaretz. The Amaretz takes it. We're not choishish that he might touch the dough. He might touch the challah. We're not worried about that. He put into special keli that's not mekabel tumah from the outside. And he's not going to touch the inside because he knows it's special keli. He knows it's special. I don't touch it. It goes for the kohen. Bein oisim chumas zeisov b'tahira. Ava oisim zeisim chulov b'tahira. The same type of idea. That once the amaretz already soaked his zeisim and it became wet, so it's mekabel tumah, so it's really tummy now. So the chaver does not come ahead and help him take off chumah, because the kohen will think that the chumah is tar. But he could start working from the beginning, the chaver, and make sure it doesn't become tameh and take off chumah. And he puts it into his own kelim. Now Amaretz comes, he comes and takes both of them, and when not chayshish, he's going to touch it. We'll see in this case why not chayshish. Before we said he put it a special keli called a kvisho and a chuzah. We understand, but here, but kelim shachava, why not worried that he's going to make a tummy? We'll see in the Gemara soon about that. Back upon him, here we have two halachas exactly the same. That you don't, once already the chulin, the tevel, was worked with by the Amaretz, so then, and it's very hukshar, so then the chaver should not come and help him take off chumah, because it's tameh already. Masha Inkin, if he helps from the beginning, he'll make sure it doesn't become tameh. But time am I, why taka do you allow this? We allow the chaver to do this, even though it's working with Amaretz and it might become tameh, but we allow this because he needs a panasa. And he knows to take off challah and knead the dough. So therefore, we want him to have panos. So therefore, we allow this even with Amaretz. And same thing with someone who takes care of the zeisim, the shemen, makes it into oil. Also, we want him to have business. Therefore, we allow him to work with the Amaretz. Mitzrichi, you need both cases. Diashvin and Gavol. If you tell us the case of the guy who's a baker, mishum d'loy nafesh agre, it's not so much money. His salary is not so big, so we need him to have more customers in order to make a living. Avabadal nafesh agre, but the one who takes care of the zeis and makes it to shemen, he gets paid well. So emiloy, maybe there we're not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to that. He's not allowed to work with Amaretz. He's not allowed to work with Amaretz because he makes enough money from his few customers. You'll say it all the way. It's only one time a year does he really have business. Only the only the part of the year when you're harvesting the grapes, the olives, and you're making it into shemen. It's the only time of year really he's working with it. But the gavel is every day. Our gavel is shchiach lei, so you can make more money. Therefore, we need both cases. Like upon we have here halacha that the chaver can help out the amaret. At least if he starts from the beginning, he can help him out. And each one is a chiddush because you want him to have panasa. He takes the chali, puts it in a special keli called a kfisho or a chusa. The maharit takes both, takes the chala and his dough, he takes it all back. He's not worried that the maharit will touch it. Why are you worried that the maharit might touch the chala and the chala is considered chuma? You're not make a tummy. You tell the maharit like this, Chazi, look, if you touch that chala, it'll be go back to being tevel. And he doesn't like eating tevel because he's chayiv misa. He's makban on that. Tevel here means tevel lechala, which is chayiv misa. So you tell him like this. It's not true, but you scare him. You tell him that if he touches that chala, it'll turn it to tevel l'mafreya, and it turns into eating tevel. V'leichosh dimolei ich v'slei. Maybe he doesn't care. So tomorrow, Hashto Skuni Kamachavin, he called the chaver in order to come here and take challah. Mikmasle Yachasle, he doesn't care? Of course he cares. This is what he wants to do. So there's no tzad doesn't care. If he hired this guy to do the challah for him, obviously he cares about it. So here, that's enough of a scare tactic by telling him that if he touches it, it'll turn to tevel. That's enough because he wants this to be not tevel, wants it to be masukin and be able to eat. Omar, the case of chuma with the zaysim, with the olives. He puts it into his own kelim. He takes both of them. He might touch the olives. Why are you worried? He might touch it. He says, it was not a normal thing to wrap the dough. You put the dough in a bowl usually. And here, you put the dough in these old leather pouches that were not mekabel tumah anymore. So there, he knows, oh, that's the challah, I don't touch it. But here, he put in the kelim shechava, regular kelim, regular bowls. If you put in the regular bowls, then what's going on here? What's the hekera about his zeisim? What's the heker for him not to touch it? Damar, not to touch it. So more answers, the monach lei b'kli glolim, b'kli avonim, b'kli adama. He put it into special kelim, which are not mekabel tumah. It's not usual to hold the zeisim in there. He put it into kli glolim. It's made of dung, animal waste, b'kli avonim, or stone, or adama, or earthenware. And these things are not mekabel tumah. Of the kli itself is not mekabel tumah from the outside. So here you put the shemen, the zeisim, into these kelim. So therefore, it's a keira because it's not normal. I move the keli itself. And moving a keli is matam v'masa. Zog Rashi, the masa v'kli glolim, we spoke about that yesterday v'shem taisvus, va'ama oret lo'achmar rabbona leha kuli hai l'shvuyi kezov gomor l'tamei b'masa. Rashi speaks out that it's the amaret will not go to tumas masa or tumas hesed on it, only tumas maga. Same thing taisvus says on that samach alf v'ez demasa v'lecha, she says, av l'hesed amaret gufe l'kashinam v'chein l'kamon uva amaret v'netel eshteyem v'edechoshish amshud lo'gazor v'chom l'yisera. Taisvus also brings down this Gemara as a raya that we're not machmal amaret so much. So for the Gemara, if you're putting it into kliglom, kliglavonim, so why didn't the kelim of the chaver then? Yochi, my ear, the chaver filled amaret's nami, it's not makabal tumas, what's the problem? Use the kelim of amaret. Because it's not makabel tumah. And for the Gemara Hachrami, Kama, but kelim shel amaret are ruyim mishtamas behem chavah. When it says kelim shel chavah, it's not meaning kelim shel chavah. It means kelim that are ruyim for chavah, which means kelim which amaret cannot make tumah, and therefore even a chavah can use it. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about kelim shel chavah. It means kelim that a chavah could use, that's possible for them to use, because it's not tumah. Then the Mishnah Vayta, Machzikim Yad Akam Shvias. What Pashtat means is that when a guy is working on his fields on Shvias, you can help him out. Are you allowed to help out a guy? You cannot work. Oider usually means like softening the ground. You can't do that with an akum on shvius. You can't do that. Oider means that they used to dig around the trees to soften it, so the roots take root. You can't do that with a guy on shvius. Why can't I work on shvius even with a guy? Another law is koiflum shalom v'chavim. You can't say shalom twice to a guy. Now in our Mishnah we learned that it says that you'll have a shalom v'shloimam, the darker shalom. And what was the chiddush of that? Rashi explained, the chiddush was that even though you matal halnachri shem shemayim, because shalom is shem Hashem, still you'll have to say shalom to a guy. But there's a limit. You could do darker shalom only m'chayiv you one shalom. Two shalom already, that you can't do. So So two halachas here in this memra. First of all, you can't dig together with the goy on Shvius. Second of all, you can't be kaiful shalom, can't say shalom twice to the goy. But what do you see? You can't help out the goy on Shvius. So why say mechzik v'dar akum Shvius? You did akum Shvius. You're not allowed to work with akum on Shvius. Like tzricha, I'm the gemara. Like tzricha, lemem lu achzuki v'alma. Doesn't mean you're helping him out physically. It means you give him encouragement by telling him achzuku. Ki hodra v'yuda amaluhu achzuku. He used to tell the goyim when he saw them working on Shvius, which they're allowed to. And he walked by them. He said, "Achzuku, you know, shtarkezech, you know, giving them encouragement." Rav Sheish Amar Lo, "Asharta," the same type of lashon. Asharta, it was lashon chizuk, giving him chizuk. So it said in this memory of Ein Koyflim,
doesn't mean that you can work with them.
Right, doesn't mean that's what we thought it meant. And we had Akasha. We answered. It just means you're giving him encouragement. You're telling him, "Achzuku, go strong." Now it says the Ein. It says in this memra, "Ein koyflim shalom v'chavim." You don't say shalom twice to a guy. Rav Chista makdim yavlu shalom. Rav Chista used to say shalom first to the guy. He used to be makdim and say shalom, like this halacha. You let us say shalom. Rav Kanama shalom lamar, and the Gersa is Rav Kanama shalom lamar, shalom lamar. Said it twice. So Rashi is bothered by why you say it twice. So Rashi v'leihem eskavim levarcha el libay el rabbi. He meant his rebbe. When he said shalom lamar, he was saying shalom to his own rebbe, not to the guy. Tosis is not like this pshat. Look at the bottom Tosis. Shalom lamar. Pirsu kun tish loy hava meskavim levarcha libay el rabbi. But tzarachin zok Tosis. Shloy yir bezel goyim das bris. It's a gnevis das. You're telling him shalom. You mean your rebbe? V'achin and pirsu kun. Look, come elad ein koyflin shalom. So Tosis had a gear. So one time shalom lamar. So the Tosis, you don't have to say that. But you have to say shalom. You don't have a koyfl shalom. But Rashi had a gear. So shalom lamar. If we had to say pshat, then you mean your rebbe. That's the machlokes of Rashi and Tosis. M'shoyalim b'shloimam. It says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to say shalom to a goy. Freit the Gemara, hashtag chizukim mechas ginon. You're allowed to encourage him to work. Something that's also for you to do on Shvias, you're allowed to encourage him to do. On his field, obviously. Shalom v'shloim ha-mabayi. So, of course, you're allowed to say shalom aleichem. That's Gemara's kasha. My kasha is, madach I could be mechazikim on Shvias. Of course, I can say shalom aleichem. Oh, right. But the obvious question. Look, we said shalom is a chiddush. He said Hashem on the guy. What's going on over here? Rishash asked the kasha. So Rishash says that in the achzuku you also see already Hashem Hashem. Zok to Rishash. Look, I had the shalom shloimam bala ashmina the shari lahatol shem shvayim aleim compares Rashi Mestisim. Well, ma'in lizeh lo hayda achzuku. That's what he asks. V'nira zok to Rishash v'shem da achzuke who gam came v'shemoy v'shem. When you say also, go strong, encourage me, you'll say with Hashem Hashem. K'moy she'omah boyaz l'koystrim, Hashem imachem. Hashem imachem, it says there. U'malach gidon, Hashem imcha. K'moy kem loshon amim. And by loshon amim also, he says, in the non-Jewish loshon also, they say that Hashem should help you. So I can put him that, that's, we do not know that already from Achzuku. That's Mar's Kasha. Hashtag Achzuku, Machzina, Shlum, 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 Abayi. Rav Yevel, Yitzchel, Liyim, Edom. We're talking about on the day of their holiday. Which is the day of the Avodah Zarah type of holiday, are you allowed to say shalom to them? So I'm saying here, I'll start with shalom, you can say shalom. But we'll see in a special way you have to say it. The time went to the Braisa. Lo yikonos odom lebeisa shalom chavim v'im edoy. Do not walk into your friend, to your non-Jewish neighbor's house on his holiday. Eat like shalom, give him shalom. Why? Because he's going to thank his getchka that the Yid Mamish came to say hello to him. He's very proud of that. And Motsu B'Shuk, he finds him B'Shuk, and Shalom Darkei Shalom. Noisnei B'Sof Rav V'Kevi Rosh. You don't give him a ganz good morning or you smile. You give him a lighter good morning with a soft language and a Kevi Rosh. Zog Demar Avaita. We'll end off the parak with a Maisa, which with Kenevo, which we're having for the third time in Mishnah Gittin already. Rav Huno Rav Chista V'Yasvi V'Cholof, they were sitting. Cholof va'azel Geneva. They were sitting down. Rav Huna was sitting down, and Geneva walked by. We had Geneva before on Daf Zayin already. Geneva was a big Talmud Chacham, but he started up with Mar Ukva, so he wasn't. He was a little bit of a Baal Machlokes. Omalei Chad L'Chaver. One said to the other one, Nekem Mekamela, stand up. The Bar Or you knew. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Omalei. So the one said to the other one, Mekamim Pagon Nekem. Should we stand up for Baal Machlokes? Adahaki also as they're talking, Adahaki also you gabar. He came walked by. Omalhu, Shamalaikum Malchi, Shamalaikum Malchi. He said, Shamalaikum Malachim, kings, Shamalaikum. Omrulay, so these Amarayim asked Geneva, Minolach, the Rabbanim Kumalachim. How do you know that Rabbanim are called kings? This is talking about the Torah. With the Torah, be melachim yimloichu v'roiz demichayku tzadik. The pasuk says, with the Torah, you will be melech. You'll be a king. Amrulei umenolach the kafina sham malamalchi. You said twice sham malachim melech. How do you say it twice? Amalhu. So Geneva answered. Amrulei damarav. Nine tkevim sham malamalach. How do you say twice sham tam melech? Shnei says the pasuk. V'ruach lovsha es amasai. Roisha Shalishim Lecha David Ve'imcha Ben Yishai Shalom Shalom Lecha V'Shalom Le'Ezrecha. It says Shalom Shalom Lecha. You see twice the word Shalom. You see by a Melech you say twice the word Shalom. Amri Le'e Litei Mar Midi. So they said, okay, maybe take something to eat. We're sitting here to eat something. Amalahu Achim Amar Avidu Marav Asur Lo'i La'odam Shiyitim Klum At Shiyitim Maichel Behemtai. It's Asur for a person to taste anything until he gives his behemoth first, and he didn't give his behemoth yet. Shdema, v'nasati eisev v'saldach ol v'mtecha. In the Hayim Shemaya, it says first, v'nasati eisev v'saldach ol v'mtecha, v'hodo v'achalt v'svata, v'achalt v'svata, and therefore he said he doesn't want to eat yet. Ad kan, the story of Geneva, and hadron aloch, perek anezokin, v'li neder, for those that finished it.